the biggest thing I'm looking forward to in this next 5 months, this first half of 2012, is not only being home for most of that time, but also just to recharge my batteries.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. It's been a big year. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 265, Feast or Famine. Happy New Year! 2012 begins with a surprisingly long and very welcome break. So Reed Martin and I sat down during our final weekend in Lowell a few weeks ago to talk about how busy we've been in the last year or so, and how happily not busy we'll be in the first half of 2012. Well, we just finished basically 7 months straight. From New Zealand in May, to San Jose for a week, to the Kennedy Center for 5 weeks, to 2 weeks off, last week of July, first week of August. Then we started rehearsals for Napa.
That show opened and run for about a week and a half. Then the RSC started to rehearse.
Right.
Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. We rehearsed it for about 2 weeks. Then we went and performed the sports show at the New Victory Theater, New Victory Theater in New York City for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then we had...
And we had a week in L.A. doing books.
Yes. In the midst of that, we had a week of brushing up show we hadn't done for about 4 years,
right,
which is a little terrifying, that first show back. Rehearsed Ultimate Christmas for one more week before coming to Merrimack Rep here in Lowell,
right,
for 10 days of sort of rehearsal,
right,
tech dress. And then we've performed the Christmas show for 4 weeks.
But now... we have almost 5 months off, except for a weekend in Yakima, Washington, a couple of days in Midland, Michigan in February, mm-hmm, a whole bunch of dates in March, and then April, May, nothing.
Yeah.
And then we're doing something that we think we're doing something that's quite exciting starting in June, but we're not going to be able to tell you about that until next week. People ask us all, you know, over the years, well, how often do you work a year? How many weeks are you on the road each year? And it varies.
Well, yeah, it depends kind of how they ask the question. You know, how many weeks a year are you working? Pretty much every week. How many weeks a year are we doing shows?
Yeah.
It varies a lot.
Right.
Well, and also how lucrative it is varies a lot.
Yeah.
You know, doing a new show eventually pays off, but
yeah,
the rehearsal, you're not getting paid while you're rehearsing it, you're not getting,
yeah,
paid while you're writing it, and Merrimack Rep is not a big theater. They do,
yeah,
what they can, but it, you,
yeah,
know, it's enough to keep us ticking over, but it's not very lucrative.
Yeah.
So
people always say, yeah, people used to ask me that all the time, like when I was living in LA doing television, they would always say, hey, how's your career in television going? I'm going, well, it's going so well, I'm here performing at your theater.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. And so... so, yes, January, February, April, May, not busy at all. March, busy.
Right.
So, now you've just moved to Chicago, but, of course, you've not been at... I guess a more accurate way to say it is you've bought a home in Chicago and your family has moved in there. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm just excited to be there, here. Where? Well, we're recording this in Lowell, but I'll be there. When this posts, I'll be there. I get there the week, 5 days before Christmas. I got there 5 days before Christmas, and I will be here... with all the, except for those dates we talked about, I'll be here for 5 months. So it's great. And my wife has been, you know, basically my wife and kids have been with me at the Kennedy Center. And then for a couple days over Thanksgiving. And then for the 2 weeks I was home. But basically since May, 7 months, I've been away from my family. Now that's good for Dee and I. It's not great for everybody. But even Dee's going, all right, I think I've been a very patient single mom. It's time for you to come home. So I just keep saying to her, I said, well, please cling to that feeling in May when I've been home for 5 months. And you're going, when are you leaving again?
Yeah. Get out of here.
I mean, I know it's tougher for you and Jane because you guys are kind of more joined at the hip, you know.
Yeah, we're very much so. And, you know, she's the general manager of the company. And, you know, so I've been gone 9 out of the past 10 weeks, fully gone. Haven't seen them at all 9 out of the past 10 weeks. But I'm going home. I'm by the time you hear this, the run in Lowell would have been over. Actually, I left Lowell 3 days early. We'd booked this gig, Charles Towers here at Merrimack Rep, to premiere The Ultimate Christmas Show. Yeah. And then a few months later, my 82-year-old father fell in love last summer and got engaged and said, yes, and our wedding date is December 17th, which is the Saturday, the day before we were supposed to close in Lowell. So I called Charles and said, my father's done something very inconvenient.
Yeah.
He's fallen in love at 82. My mom's been gone for 5 years, and he's getting married. So,
playa!
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And pitter-patter of little feet, I don't know.
Could be. He's robbing the cradle.
Yeah, he's robbing the cradle. She's 75. And so another one of the, it's always exhausting putting a new show up and tweaking it and saying, do we need this? Can we do that? And trying to remember the changes. Well, in the midst of that, training Mick, who was great, he said, yeah, of course I'll do that. So he was here for a week, and then he went away for a week, and then he was, well, here in Lowell.
Yeah, there in Lowell. Yeah.
Yes, there in Lowell. And so so he performed the last 4 days in Lowell, and I flew home the Friday for the wedding.
So the last weekend in Lowell is sort of the beginning of our break, because you will be at home with your family for your dad's wedding, and Rippy and I and Orf were doing the final weekend, but we weren't doing anything else. We weren't writing a new show. We weren't training a new actor. We weren't brushing up an old show that we hadn't done for 4 or 5 years. So when you're only doing one show, that becomes a bit of a vacation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even when we were in Washington, D.C. doing sports, Hollywood and then sports, we were only doing one show at a time, but we were writing the Christmas show. I don't think people have asked us. People have asked us, when's our next show coming? When are we going to do another new show? And I don't think it's going to be at least for a year and a half. 2013.
Yeah, no, I was. Napa Valley College is interested in doing the process again. Jennifer King and Jen Rugit, who we worked with on The Ultimate Christmas Show in Napa, came to see the show in Lowell in the last week. And summer, it turns out, is a good time for them. So I was sort of saying to Jennifer, well, it might be, we might do that workshop production of the new show in summer of 2013. And actually, I mentioned to Stephen, the executive director at MRT, so maybe in fall of 2013, if you were interested and we had something new, maybe that's when that would happen.
Yeah, a couple year, 18 months from now. We'll see how that goes. It's interesting, too, because you're teaching, and Jennifer King from Napa Valley was just here a couple nights ago. Talking afterwards, she said to me, you know, at the bar, I just think you should really teach. And I said, I like teaching. I really enjoy teaching. But at this point, I mean, I know that everybody says, oh, you learn so much from your students. And that's true. But in a way. But right now, I need to go learn. I feel like I need to go learn from other people, from other professionals, other artists, because
and you should take my class.
Introduction to Theater. Well, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun just being at Merrimack Rep for a little time and glimpsing the other shows they have going on. Mm-hmm. It's fun to talk to our other RSC actors, you know, Dominic Conti or Jerry Kearney and or Michael Faulkner, Jeff Marlowe, all these guys who are doing a variety of interesting work in L.A. I mean, I'm looking forward to meeting, well, in some cases, re-meeting, but meeting new artists in Chicago and just going, ooh, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you, how cool is that? Oh, and what can I steal for the RSC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because it's always about, I mean, we think we know what the next RSC show is, but we haven't really finalized it yet, or finalized exactly what it will be. But I mean, so much of what I'll be doing in the next 5 months will be going, always in the back of my mind, it'll be going, all right, how's this work? Right. How's this going to apply to the RSC?
Well, recharging the batteries might be a podcast, but the Dramatist Quarterly, which is the Dramatist Guild, the playwrights publication, had an issue entitled Inspiration.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, what do you do when you want to recharge the batteries besides rest? You know, where do you go to just get ideas?
Yeah. Well, and I think we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks as well, about where we go and how we regenerate.
Hi, I'm John Weber, and I'm the host of a brand new radio show on NPR called Piano Jazz Rising Stars, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC?
In the first few months of 2012, we'll be coming to Yakima, Tacoma, and Edmonds, Washington, Fairfield, Connecticut, Stowe, Vermont, Reston, Virginia, New Bremen, Ohio, and Kent State in Ohio, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Waverly, Iowa, and Sonoma, and Santa Rosa, California. And we'll be able to tell you about where we'll be performing next summer, next week. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information.
The biggest thing I'm looking forward to in this next 5 months, this first half of 2012, is not only being home for most of that time, but also just to recharge my batteries.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. It's been a big year. It's been a big 2 years.
It has.
It was 2010 and 2011. We did sports, and we did, and we just finished Christmas. That's two shows back to back. That's faster than even we did America and Bible.
Oh, much faster. It's by far the fastest we've done two shows.
Yeah.
You know, the last 2 or 3 years have been tough for theaters and company theater companies all around the country, and the same is true for us. It's been a struggle. One of the ways historically to generate business is to have new shows. So we did two new shows back to back, but it is exhausting.
Well, and you have to work when the work comes.
Yeah.
You can't put it, I mean, in this business, maybe it's true for many businesses, in this work, you have to keep work when the work comes. And in our case, we had to make the work. We went, okay, bookings are down. We need to come up with a new show. You know what? We should then come up with a Christmas show right away.
Yeah.
So we've had to make it happen. But I just find, I mean, for me, I don't know how you feel, but for me, I've got to go do something else. That's what I'm looking forward to this next 5 months. I mean, I've just moved to Chicago. I want to reintroduce myself to the Chicago scene, the theater scene, see what sort of commercial auditions I can get, blah, blah, blah. But just any of that, just the farming analogy, you got to let the fields lie fallow, right, so they can regenerate. And I just need I need that downtime. What will you be doing in the next 5 months?
Well, I'll be doing lots of teaching.
Okay.
I'm doing most, if not all, of the RSC dates, which mostly fall on weekends, and the places I teach, Santa Rosa Junior College and Napa Valley College, are very understanding. But I'm teaching five classes in the spring.
In the spring right now, you mean? Winter, spring?
Yeah, starting in January through May. So I'm teaching at Napa Valley College. I'm teaching an introduction to theater class, a general ed class, and an introduction to film class. Both of those meet one evening a week for 3 hours. And then I'm teaching at Santa Rosa Junior College. I'm teaching a beginning acting class for stage, and I'm teaching a different intro to theater class, and I'm teaching acting for camera and voiceover.
Okay.
So,
are these all classes you've taught before, or
no? Well, that's the other challenge. I've taught three of them before, but two of them are brand new. So that's a challenge.
Yeah, you've got to learn enough to teach.
Yeah, well, that's what also I was doing at the end of Lowell was, you know, I don't want to go home and have to go to work to prepare my syllabus and, you know, lesson plan. So I was trying in between rehearsals and working on the show to say, okay, let me, what's my schedule again? How does this work? What are the lesson plans going to be?
Well, and although it's been a feast of RSC work these last 7 months for much of 2011, and now it's going to be a famine of work for the RSC. It's not going to be. It's not like we're just lying on the couch, eating bonbons. I mean, you have to go to work teaching. I have to go to work going, hey, you think I can get some work here in Chicago? I mean, it's now back to the hustle.
Yeah. Well, and it's. Yeah, I mean, the cash flow is just crazy for the company, and personally, it changes all the time. We've been very busy for 7 months, but as we said, it wasn't particularly lucrative work. It kept us ticking over. Now we've got, 5 months where we're very not busy at all, and how that cash flow is going to all work out,
Who knows?
Then we do, you know, if we get to announce this thing next week, that would be a lengthy work, but again, it's not terribly lucrative. And then, but then in the fall, we're going to take out Touring America, our special election edition of The Complete History of America, featuring a debate between who the two final candidates end up being. One presumably will be Obama, and then there will be a Republican nominee.
Yeah.
So that's fun. And then the first time we tour the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged would be next holiday season.
Yeah,
so it's feast and famine for 2012.
Yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your feasts via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, web slave Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Joe and Katie Pitkin. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to John Weber, our very own in-house composer and arranger, and now also the host of Piano Jazz Rising Stars, which begins airing this week on National Public Radio. Check your local listings. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 265/795 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.